This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I've got a serious warning for all Americans. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. healthrangerreport.com is where you can hear more of my podcast. Right now, in case you haven't noticed, I'm sure you have, there's an effort underway to nullify the Second Amendment. Now, if you're listening to this, it doesn't matter if you're pro-gun or anti-gun, because the Second Amendment is not where this effort stops. In fact, the message here is that if the left succeeds in taking away the Second Amendment, they will move to take away the First Amendment. And in fact, they're already doing that selectively against conservatives. Look at the censorship from Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. They selectively censor and oppress only conservative viewpoints, or pro-Trump viewpoints, for that matter. They do not exercise that same censorship against progressives or Democrats or liberals or Hillary Clinton supporters or anti-gun people or pro-abortion people. The censorship right now is part of the effort it's really an effort to say on the part of the left that conservatives have no rightful place in society whatsoever, that they're not allowed to win elections, they're not allowed to hold office, they're not allowed to engage in public debate, they shouldn't even be allowed, according to the left, to vote at all. This is the systematic destruction or the separation of an entire segment of society that the left disagrees with. They don't believe that conservatives have free speech rights. In fact, left-wing students at Berkeley have said that they believe they have the right to murder conservatives because those students disagree with the speech of conservatives. And thus, if they don't like your speech, they don't believe you have a free speech right. Now, in admitting this, of course, they completely misunderstand what the First Amendment really means or what freedom of speech means. Freedom of speech includes the tolerating of speech with which you disagree. Otherwise, it's not freedom of speech at all. It's just obedience training, you know, which is good for dogs, but hopefully not so good for citizens in a free society. Now, if the left succeeds in taking away the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, and maybe not in that order, you got to remember they're also coming after the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment, of course, you're supposed to have privacy in your person and in your belongings. If they spy on you, they being a law enforcement organization or the government itself, they're supposed to have probable cause and a warrant signed by a judge. There's supposed to be a reason to spy on you, to search your home or surveil your person. But the left today, as we have seen in this FISA warrant scandal, they broke the law in order to spy on President Trump and his other campaign officials. So they, the left, the deep state in this case, certain officials at the FBI, the DOJ, and inside the Obama administration, they believe that they have the right to violate your constitutional rights if they disagree with you and if they don't want you to win an election. And then, of course, when Trump won the election, what did the left say? Oh, that he was an illegitimate president. You see, the left doesn't think that there's any such thing as a legitimate conservative president. They don't believe that any conservative victory in an election is legitimate at all. In other words, they don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in the process of electing a representative unless they win it. And of course, they try to rig it. They engage in vote fraud. They engage in allowing illegals to vote when they're not even citizens. They have dead people voting. They bust people around to vote more than once. So even when they engage in a democratic process, they commit fraud and they rig it, just like the DNC rigged the entire primary against Bernie Sanders. Again, they will rig things against their own people in order to make sure that their selected candidate wins. You know, remember when CNN gave the debate questions to Hillary Clinton in advance? It was Donna Brazile who gave her the questions. So they rigged the debates. They rig everything. So let's summarize so far here. The left wants to take away not just the Second Amendment. They literally believe that no citizen should have a right to own a firearm for self-defense, by the way. They also want to take away the First Amendment for selected people, the people that have conservative or pro-Trump viewpoints or pro-gun viewpoints. They want to take away free speech rights from Christians, for example. They want to marginalize conservatives out of society. They don't believe that conservatives should be able to speak on college campuses, for example. They don't believe that conservatives should have any standing in society whatsoever, nor do they believe that conservatives should have any standing in any debate, whether you're talking about gun control or abortion or censorship. Again, they think conservatives have no standing in society. Now, if you look at why the First Amendment was written, it was written in a day when, of course, the new America had just escaped government tyranny. And in those days, in the 1700s, the late 1700s, it was government that was the single greatest threat to your freedom of speech. And the First Amendment, of course, is not only about freedom of speech, but about freedom of religion, or the freedom to express your religion and to engage in freedom of speech. Because governments would mandate that people follow certain religions throughout, you know, world history. And this became a form of totalitarianism, where there was a government combined with a church that exercised complete totalitarian control over society. And if you didn't believe in that church, let's say the Catholic Church, throughout much of world history, and if you didn't believe in that government, then you could be denied your ability to speak. You could not speak out against the king or the queen or the pope, for that matter. So the First Amendment was written to protect people from oppression by government. And yet, who is oppressing free speech today? Is it the government? Not really. It's the tech giants. It's Google. It's Facebook. It's YouTube, and so on. The technology companies now have more power than governments. Google is more powerful in many ways than the government, especially when it comes to expression or speech. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, these are the gatekeepers now for freedom of speech. And yet the First Amendment does not protect you from the tyranny of private corporations, does it? And this is a problem that needs to be addressed. The First Amendment prohibits government from limiting your speech, but it does not prohibit Google from limiting your speech. And that's why Google, Facebook, and so on, they actively censor conservative speech for no reason other than the fact that they just don't agree with what you're saying. They don't like what you're saying. They don't like that you support Trump. They don't like that you support the Second Amendment. They don't like whatever. Pick your topic. If they don't like you, they censor you. So the First Amendment, we need a kind of, you know how they call it net neutrality to protect traffic online? We need a content neutrality bill of rights, sort of an internet bill of rights that demands content neutrality, that prohibits Google and the other tech giants from selectively censoring people because of the content of their speech. Now, of course, we would all agree that those tech giants should censor speech that invokes violence or calls for murder or recruits terrorists and so on. We're not talking about that. We're talking about nonviolent, non-criminal speech that Google just doesn't like because Google is run by a bunch of left-wing cultists. And the same thing with Facebook and so on. You know, look at the James Damore lawsuit and how the Google employees were into like transgender furries and dragonkin and all kinds of weird trans species cultism that now sort of exemplifies the insanity that the left has become. And they hate Christians, and they hate America, they hate President Trump, and they hate white people, and they hate men. I mean, they're all about attacking men and Christians and Caucasians. And, you know, anything they don't like, they just censor. So we need protections against these people, against these corporations. All of us need those protections. Now, zooming out to a big picture view of all of this, this is why we should support the Second Amendment, because if we allow the emotional exploitation of the left to take from us these sacred protections that were written into the Constitution and Bill of Rights of these United States, then it's a slippery slope and it's very dangerous where this ends up taking us. Again, the left already believes that you should not have free speech rights if you're a conservative. And they would be more than happy to take those rights away if they take away Second Amendment rights first. Remember, the Second Amendment, what's it designed for? Remember, look, read your history. Second Amendment is a national immune system against tyranny. The Second Amendment was written into the Bill of Rights many years after the original Constitution was written, because the framers, the founding fathers, they recognized that if these rights were not specifically enumerated in a special document, which became the Bill of Rights, that eventually these rights would be eroded by a tyrannical government. And they wrote the First Amendment first because they recognized that freedom of speech is the most important freedom that individuals can enjoy and that must be protected in a free society. But second to that was the freedom to bear arms, the freedom to have firearms, in order to protect the country from an out-of-control tyranny. You know, people who attack the Second Amendment like to say, oh, this is about hunting, and all you should only allow people to have hunting rifles. It has nothing to do with hunting. It has everything to do with defending your country against tyranny. It's about stopping tyrants. It's about stopping out-of-control government, not about shooting deer in the woods somewhere. So history is very clear on this point. So just remember, what the left is demanding is a complete abandonment of all of your rights, of all your privacy, your due process rights, your freedom to speak, your freedom to think, your freedom to disagree, your freedom to debate, and even your freedom to defend yourself. And that's what they ultimately want. And that's why we, the people, all of us, cannot allow the deranged left to win. Because if they win, they will imprison their political enemies. They will weaponize every branch of government against their political enemies like they did. They did. The IRS did that against the Tea Party nonprofits. The DOJ was weaponized against the American people. The FBI was weaponized against Trump. They've already done this. They've already proven they can do it. And they can do it. Obama did all this while speaking so eloquently with such charisma to the public. They can come off as the nicest people in the world, the most honest, most transparent people in the world. Obama said that his government was the most honest ever in the history of the country, while they're committing treason behind the scenes. See, that's what Democrats are really good at being, is two-faced. They can stab people in the back. They can steal your rights. They can commit treason and crimes against you, while publicly they claim to be the most amazing, honest people ever in the history of the country. Yet they're committing serious crimes, violating the privacy and the rights of individual American citizens. So keep all of this in mind, regardless of where you stand politically. You cannot allow the left to win in their attempt to take away your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment, you know, other due process, all everything that matters. They're coming after it because they cannot allow people to speak freely. Let me say it this way, for the left to control society, they cannot allow free speech, because when people can openly debate, the left loses because their policies don't work. Their ideas are insane. Their facts are completely wrong or just fabricated, just totally fictional. So they cannot allow a public debate. And that's why censorship is key. And they cannot allow people to defend themselves. And that's why taking away the Second Amendment is also key to this whole thing. First, they disarm you. And then they commit genocide. That's what history has shown us. Look at the history of Adolf Hitler. Look at the history of Mussolini. Look at the history of Joseph Stalin. Look at the history of the world. Everywhere that radical left-wing communism and activism has come in, they've taken away the guns from the people. They've taken away free speech rights. And then they've committed mass murder. In the name of peace, in the name of equality, in the name of communism, in the name of justice, just like what the left is demanding today. It's the same script. We've seen this script before. It ends in bloodshed and murder. This is not a very nice script. So be careful. Be careful with this. Defend your freedoms. Defend America. And thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.